Sometimes my students ask me, why in Britain do we drive on the left when the rest of Europe drives on the right? I didn't know, so one day I decided to find out what the reasons could be. Well, it is true that most countries today drive on the right, but this wasn't always the case. In fact, in the past, driving, riding, or walking was normally on the left. This can be traced back to ancient Greece, Egypt, and the Roman Empire. The Romans built a lot of roads spanning Europe, and evidence suggests it was common for them to ride on the left-hand side of the road. Indeed, in Europe, the left rule was so common that in 1300 Pope Boniface VIII decreed that all pilgrims going to Rome should walk or ride on the left. This then became normal all across most of the Western world until the late 18th century. But riding on the left wasn't just confined to Europe. Other parts of the world also seem to have practiced it. In the 18th century, Carl Peter Thunberg, a Swedish botanist, wrote that left-side travel was observed by all travellers on Japanese highways. However, Engelbert Kampfer, a German naturalist who stayed in Japan from 1690 to 1692, wrote, "According to the Japanese custom, people who travel to the capital have to keep to the left, while people who travel from the capital have to keep to the right." In China, the first record of travel rules are in the Book of Rites from 1100 BC. It says that the right side of the road is for men, the left side for women, and the center for carriages. Later, it became left-hand side, but changed in 1946. Colonization by European countries in the 19th century to the left-hand drive rule to many parts of Asia and Africa. But why on the left in the first place? Because walking or riding on the left is more natural. Why? Because most people are right-handed, and historians believe that riding on a horse on the left is better, because if you met someone on the way, you could pull out your weapon and fight with your right hand, or offer your right hand in greeting.